Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
On this show, I'm trying to think of the last time, if any, we've ever had a track athlete, but that's who we have.
We had Conley.
Oh, wait, there you go.
We had Tyson Gay on the old show.
We did?
Yeah, he called in.
We didn't have his first one in studio.
Yeah. We didn't have so one. You got this that. Is first one in studio.
In studio.
And that he's active. That he's an active athlete.
Right. Everybody else were all broken down.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we want to introduce you to Cameron Jackson, who is a sprinter for the Trojans. And just last week was named the Sun Belt Track Athlete of the Week. Cameron, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
How you get right up on that mic. So, listen, somebody who runs as fast as you, you're not intimidated getting on the mic, I would imagine.
To the whole limelight.
Yeah, the limelight. So the reason he's gotten limelight, guys, is that, you know, I was a little track guy. I threw the shot put in high school, and I lost the state championship by 1 inch on the last throw.
Yeah,
so
he's not bitter.
Yeah, I still remember this day 40 years later.
That's pretty impressive.
I try to pay attention to track. And of course, U of A's got a great program, and I'm not as familiar with the Trojans. All of a sudden I saw where athlete runs 10.100 meters, 10th fastest in the world, and you're a sophomore, and it's you, Cameron Jackson, which you beat the Trojan record that was held for 18 years. And so I said, we got to get this guy up here. And so, well, first of all, congratulations.
Yeah.
And for those with background, you're from Kilgore, Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
RJ, you know where Kilgore is, right?
Exactly where Kilgore. We used to play them in high school all the time, and they were really, really good.
Yeah. You know, I told him, I said, well, aren't the best sprinters in the Dallas area? And what did you say to that, Cameron?
I said that the Dallas area has good sprinters because they're so much bigger than us. But as far as raw talent, East Texas.
Yeah, you said you had 23 athletes at your school get college scholarships to different sports?
Yes, sir. We range from Baylor, Texas Tech, all the way to Little Rock.
Well, how did you get to Little Rock? How did you get to ULR?
He ran.
Fastly. Yes.
Actually, I was still in my recruiting process, and one of our current athletes, my third leg on the relay, Troy McKnight, he sent me a message. Me and him actually competed against each other. We were in district in high school, and he reached out. And he was like, hey, come out to Little Rock. I was like, I don't know where that is, but okay.
How about that? And came here. And then last year, you were Sun Belt Freshman of the Year in track. So what's happening now is not a surprise based on last year. But, hey, guys, you'd appreciate this. So when you graduated from Kilgore, you ran a 10.46 100 meters, which is flying. But that ranked you only 63rd in the country. I mean, there were 60 other guys that had run a faster time, and
English teachers, how much more? Because, I mean, you guys are based on half a second, a tenth of a second, that sort of thing. So how much?
So in high school, how much of a difference between that 10.4 and the ones that were ahead of you? What was the fastest time in high school coming out when you were in high school?
The fastest time while I was there was Matthew Bowling.
And what was his time?
With the 9.99.
Wow, you're kidding. Wow. That's just nuts.
And you're 10.4.
Yes, sir.
But I love the fact though, Roger, you come here, you win the 60-meter dash for a sprint for the Trojans last year as a freshman, come back this year. And how many meets is this before you ran the 10.1? How many meets had you had?
This is my opening meet.
That was the first meet you ran.
That was my opening meet to run the 100.
So did you, where was it? Where was the meet held? Was it here local? It had to be here because you broke the 18-year record here. So did you have a feeling based on wind or whatever, like, hey, man, I'm gonna really bust it up today?
I did. I told my coach at Texas Relays that it was where he was really excited for me. He was like, hey, no, I want you in here. I want you to run these guys. I want you to get this time. I'm like, coach, I don't need this track to go what you need for a national time. I don't need it.
Right.
Home meet, we got there. I was like, this is it.
You felt the energy. So what were you in your mind? What was your personal best before this 10.1?
My personal best was still a 10.46.
Wow.
I never
Good
managed
Lord.
To get it done.
That's a huge jump. So did you look around when you saw
have a tailwind or something?
Yeah. Did you have a win? That's a legit question. Was there a win?
Yes, sir, there was. It was a 1.2, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that allowable?
Is that a factor they give you? Is there
what's it go over? Because there is, because they'll flag it, right? Patrick Walsh, by the way, joins us from ULR, Sports Information Director. So what is the amount that's flagged if you?
The NCAA allows up to 4.0. International for like the Olympics would be 2.0, but the NCAA allows up to 4.0.
Okay,
so 1.2.
So not a bad win at all. So you hit a 10.1. Did you know when you were running, that thing, you go, man, I feel it? When you crossed, did you expect to look up at the clock and see 10.1?
I expected a PR, but I did not expect to score record. I guess that.
So school record, and did you have any idea that it was the 10th fastest in the world
at that time?
You had no idea. Okay, so how long did it take, Patrick, for you to get that information that it was 10th fastest in the world?
I think it took me all of about 3 minutes. I was doing the ESPN broadcast, so I got a little delayed.
Okay, yeah. Wow, and so did everybody go crazy? Did everybody, because it's so significant?
The crowd definitely went crazy, but I have to say my team was the biggest support there. They were off the charts after that. I mean, they're still off the charts about it.
So now you've had some other times in the world that sort of knocked you down to where you're 18th fastest. And I think you mentioned, Patrick, there were two other people that had ran. Oh, a Brit and a Liberian that had somehow bested your time. So what happens next? So do you think you can break 10? Do you think you can break 10 this year?
I think that as long as we keep the training regimen that we have now, we keep the same positive energy, same positive attitude with the team, and I think that I can get it lower.
Put it in perspective, Patrick, the Trojans track program. I don't know much about it. I mean, have you had a runner that's done something like this? Have you guys had success in the track program, or just something new you guys are really starting to come out these last couple years?
We've had a couple of really good runners in our past, but never – obviously never to him because he's a school record holder. Now, the previous school record was Chris Johnson.
And he was there. He was there watching.
He was there. He watched his record get shattered right in front of him.
Right.
What was that record?
That was a 10.14, and he ran 10.10.
Right.
Which you would think four hundredths of a second is nothing, but in a 100-meter dash, that is everything. That is forever.
Right.
And I tell you what, in the past, we've had some good runners here and there. We've had an indoor national champion on the women's side in the 800 back in the 90s, but in the last few years, this is when we've really been investing in our track and field program.
Right.
We've invested in the complex, the Coleman Sports Complex. When Chris Johnson ran that school record, the Coleman Complex didn't exist.
Yeah, he didn't have anything.
Swamp.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, "Wow, this was a swampland last time I was here."
Right. And it's the area out there, guys. If you, it's out past Coleman. Is it the Coleman Dairy area? Right. Is it
right? Yeah. And so it's just south. It's the very southern part of the university, on the other side of that Colonel Glenn Asher,
where the old drive-in used to be.
That's right.
That's where the old drive-in, Roger. Remember the old drive-in?
Well, guess what? Come out there, you can still see a show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so when can people get a chance to see him run again?
Well, so he's going to run in Arlington. We're going to UT Arlington on Thursday, and we're going to compete against those Dallas schools that didn't pay attention to him. You and North Texas, SMU, TCU, here we go.
Well,
we love payback.
Well, here's the deal, though, and we're going to make this offer to you if you'd like. We've had Justin Moore take on a champion in basketball.
Yes.
You know what?
Took on Pat Bradley, yes.
Now, another step up, we get him to race.
Justin raced
Justin Moore. Absolutely. Get him to do it.
Justin ain't running unless somebody's chasing.
We can make that happen.
I promise you.
We can get a pit bull.
I'm curious though,
did you play any other sports? Because I'm just thinking, like, man, if you could catch a football.
Right. No, or run steal bases.
Yes, I did. And I did all sports throughout middle school. I did football and basketball up until my freshman year of high school, and I just decided to go purely track.
Where did it come from? I mean, who in your family?
He's got eight kids. Got eight siblings in your family?
Right.
Eight.
Okay.
He's fighting for food.
All right. Now, this is a discussion that always gets everything all over the charts. All over. My grandfather, my mom's side, he was blazing back in the day. I haven't had any proof. But believe it or not.
Is he still alive?
Yes, sir, he is.
Okay, have you asked him?
I did.
Does he say, boy, you have no idea?
He claims that it came from him.
Yes,
but
that's good for him.
Well, listen, back when he was running,
it was 100 yards.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
yards when this country was great.
They also had those little clocks, man, you had the mercy
hand
of
time.
Some dude, you know.
Believe it or not, I just outran my dad a little over a year and a half ago.
His best time?
Yes, sir. No, yeah. It's just him.
Oh, you actually ran him. You ran your dad.
Well, how old is your dad?
Yeah. My dad just turned 40.
Yeah, that's a little unfair.
Well,
you should be able to run backwards and beat him.
He's a little tired.
Now, and I think, Roger, we need to point out, because I should have done this right off the bat, but I didn't want to be rude. So, you know, you have to paint the picture of radio because people can't see. You're not a big guy. How big are you?
I am 5'7", 145.
5'7", 145. So, you know, I don't know what the landscape is from a
sprint. But you're lean. He's lean.
Oh, you have no fat. Mean. Listen, the jewelry weighs more than he does that he's got on around his neck.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
5'7" is pretty big to me.
That's 45. That's lean.
So Roger, adjust.
Well, I weighed myself to, I'm 150.
Wow.
150. That's, so I got 5 pounds on you. But and when it comes to anything else, just like swimmers, do you take off everything you can? Are you shaving your body? Are you doing any of that? Doesn't matter because it's covered up. None of that's going on. Are you a straight on runner? Straight on.
That's all I got for you. I don't come out of anything. Necklaces are on. Watches are on.
You got
on.
The necklaces on?
Nothing comes off.
Wow.
Do you watch?
So listen, I take off everything when I weigh myself.
I was wondering, too, I've seen some other sprinters that are pretty big. Well, the greatest of all time was, Usain Bolt. What was he, 6'3"? I mean, he was huge. So are on average, the guys you're running against, are you smaller than most, or are most of you around your size?
Most I'm smaller than as far as height.
Okay.
And as far as weight. Okay. Or muscle gain, I am usually smaller than most of my competitors.
So here's the deal, guys. So right now you have no NIL deals, right? So yes, we need to put out the word, if you're a sponsor out there and want to sponsor Cameron Jackson, it had to be related to fast.
Yeah,
things that, you know, sponsors out there who want to talk about being fast.
Yeah, let's see. Big Red Store's convenience. You know what?
That's right.
They got self-check.
That's right.
You're in, you're out. We do a commercial with him. He's in, he's out. That's no lines.
Well, that will come if you keep doing what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Now, do you feel pressure now that now all of a sudden everybody's looking at you, somebody, although you were champion last year, the expectation is that you got to go out there and run that same kind of time every time? Is that sort of the expectation?
No, sir.
Okay.
It is a fact of that I know I've done it.
Right.
I know it's something that's in the past. I know it's something that now I will have to beat or I will have to better. But as far as
every time, you're not thinking that, hey, I've got to go out there and run a 10-1
no,
or better every
not
time.
Not at all.
Because this being unrealistic, I would think. Maybe not, but you don't want to put that extra pressure. You just got to go out there and run your race, right?
Right now, it's just a matter of me knowing that time can be confirmed or beaten. And after that, I'm good to go. I will know I can run that at any given
moment. Yeah, I think Roger and I should come and do some training with you. You know, weight vests and ankle weights, you know, to maybe. Well, you've seen Rocky and Apollo Creed, where Apollo Creed helps Rocky
run
faster.
You run on the beach. You run in the water on the sand. We got to get that.
What is your technique? Okay. What is the best training thing that you – there's some kind of unique training that you're doing that maybe nobody else is doing?
No, sir.
No. Nope,
we are training. We train hard and in a good, positive space.
You know, Pat,
what about food? What do you eat?
He doesn't eat much. He doesn't
eat
much.
I mean,
I feel bad being next to him.
For any energy or anything, what do you?
As far as me, if I see it, I want it. I'm strictly on a seafood diet.
So
you're gonna knock it off anyway.
Yes, sir.
At the gym? Are you on the treadmill just running your ass off? Is that what it is?
Because
I'm sitting there going
not.
Three. I'm a three.
He's natural. He's just a natural.
Just natural.
I do the training that Coach JP Binky assigns, along with maybe any other extra workouts that he assigns. I mean, there's also a mental aspect that comes into running. I mean, you have to make sure that your mental is taken care of, or you're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, a day like today. Do you want to get out there on a day like today? Obviously, if it's not raining, you don't want to do that. Because I worry about what's something that you could hurt yourself, or you don't want to even pick up runs. I don't know. You know, I don't know what you do.
As far as, I mean, there's multiple different injuries. I mean, there's all types of injuries that could come with.
You haven't had any so far, right?
I have had a hamstring tweak, but I believe that if you say it's an injury, then it's an injury, so it's a tweak.
You also running you got this, what other events, but you got the 60, you got the 4x100 team event, right? Which you guys, I think, did you guys set a record for that? Did I read that last year?
Second in school history.
School history, okay. So you're the last leg.
Yes, sir.
Who would be
he hears that bell, he wants to run.
Yes.
Every time he hears that bell. So stop last ringing lap. The bell. He's there, I gotta go. It's all right.
So of the four of us, if I had the Morning Mayhem sprint team,
relay.
Who is the last of who's bringing it down last?
You know,
is the fastest one go last?
Yes, fastest goes last. Yes,
I'd say Raj.
Probably.
Listen, you know what? The fact that I can't say that's probably, I want to disagree with that, but I'm so fat now.
Well,
back when I was in shape, I'd go with you.
Well, look, it's like I tell the guys down at Oakland whenever they are looking up, they go, "Well, you're a VIP." I went, you know, that's how much trouble you're in. So if I'm the fastest, we're in trouble.
But
so
you, but
am I hearing a set race?
I think we are. We get me, RJ, Basil, and Justin against you and three of your buddies.
Little Rock Churches versus the Bulls.
Yeah, well, that's
it.
Yeah.
Well, they would lap us.
They would lap us. Yes.
We get two laps.
Yes.
It's a two-lap handicap.
Well, we just wanted to get you in and say congratulations. Anytime you post something that's one of the best times in the world, that's a really cool accomplishment.
Absolutely.
And I love the fact that you're doing it, you know, here in Little Rock with the Trojans. And Listen, there's big. If you're doing this now as a sophomore, you know, great things are even ahead. Obviously, I imagine your goal is to get to the Olympics and win a gold. I would imagine, right? Yeah.
What about Highland Dairy? I mean, is it milk does a body good? I'm just sitting there trying to think of NIL deals. Yeah. Let's get growing at Sanders Ground Essential. Yes. Maybe he's running it on grass.
Well, listen, I think maybe you did the Jones and Son or Sissy's. You look at the jewelry he's got.
You know what? I think he likes that better.
I mentioned we had a young lady who plays softball for the Razorbacks, and we were talking about the jewelry game. And listen, I've seen track athletes, you know, sprinters, like you wouldn't think they would wear jewelry when they're running, but you guys do that, right?
Yes, sir, we
flopping
do.
Around everywhere.
Yeah. You'd be surprised what you see on the track.
What is the watch? Besides your events, what do you think is the most difficult track race to run? If you just say, man, that's the toughest, most demanding race to run.
In my opinion, I would have to say the 400.
I was going to say 400 or 800, one of those two.
400 to 800, I mean, you have to be strong.
For those who don't know, that's a full lap around, and you're almost having to sprint the whole time.
Pretty much you are sprinting the whole time.
Remember the guy, so back when we were growing up, Roger, it was Edwin Moses. No, he was he 800? I can't remember. But who is the guy with the gold shoes who won in Atlanta? What was his name?
Michael Johnson.
He was a guy that sort of dominated, and he was such a, you know, obviously he got a lot of attention, but it is very demanding.
Now who's the guy out there, or gal for that matter, you know, when we talk about, you know, the offensive lineman or the defensive lineman, those guys are crazy on a football team. Who's the crazy person on a track team? Is it the pole vault person?
Or the shot putter?
I mean, who's the one?
Okay, so based off of the Trojans,
I definitely
think it's our pole vaulters.
It's your pole vaulters. Between gotta be, because they're nuts.
Pole vaulters and our throwers, they are off the charts.
Roger. I think the pole vaulters, you have that risk of that pole breaking. Yours is much safer. What about hurdling? What about hurdling?
Our hurdlers are. They're pretty safe also, but it is a difficult race. I mean, just a matter of managing your steps between each hurdle and then hurling the hurdle and then beating the person next to you, it gets fairly difficult.
Yeah, it's tough for us to come up steps. How are we going to do that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, now
RJ fell up them the other day. He fell up the steps.
Now, do you live on campus, off campus?
Yes, sir. I live in University Villages.
Okay, and so have people started realizing, have they heard about what you've done, or is still trying to get that, you know, track is obviously not as high profile as some of the other big, like football and basketball. But I was just wondering, has it started trickling out to some of the students?
It trickles out some. It made it a little better that we had the volleyball team and the wrestlers and the basketball team there to kind of help.
Oh, that's awesome that they were there to support you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think I think a great idea. He needs to walk around campus with a 10.10, just a big number, 10.10. That's all. That's the guy. That's the guy.
That's it. I like it. Let's have somebody hold the sign up for you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to be following you, Cameron. Yeah, absolutely. So Morning Mayhem wants to follow your progress and keep up the good work, and that's awesome. Your story is awesome. It's a lot to be written.
Yeah,
it's still in, you know, to come. But we just want to get you in. And congratulations on you being the first in-person track athlete that we've ever had. Matter of fact, maybe Raj ever in this studio for any show that we. I don't think we have many track athletes in this studio. So we appreciate Knight Patrick. Appreciate you bringing him over. Yeah,
hey, and he's going for gold Sun Belt Championships May 12th through 14th.
And where's that going to be?
Down in Lafayette, Louisiana. Here we go.
All right. Yes, well, let's Patrick, you'll keep us posted.
You got it.
And we can. You don't always have to come in. Maybe you can jump on the phone with us, and we'll be. You know, maybe there's a chance, guys, we can go out when you're running here.
Yes.
And cheer you on. Yeah, yes, that would be a blast. Well, congratulations, man. Cameron, it's Cameron Jackson. And can folks follow you on social media?
Yes, sir. My Twitter is KingJackson02.
KingJackson02. There you go. Fitting.
Yeah, that has stuck for a while.
Yes, yes.
My Instagram is KingJackson234, and I'm Cameron B. Jackson on Facebook.
Awesome. Right, well, thank you so much. Patrick, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And, it's exciting. We're happy for you, man. Keep running fast.
Yes, sir. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and visit a little bit more. We got Justin Moore out there at Moore Mountain.